are then happening many strange things to humans and gremlins. Even poor me is stuck in a camera until one peculiar human believes in gremlins. Mr. Noah is visiting me and helping find my perspective, which is not really being lost, what was left in New Delhi.
Think about a stream, a babbling brook. Don't look at your reflection, not quite yet, not quite yet. Find yourself a meadow, gold or green, and let yourself forget. As color blends with color, horizon into sky, a troubled breath becomes a sigh. Let color blend with color, reality with dream. It's all in how you look at things they say, with proper light and proper shade. Somehow you find your fears allayed, somehow you find your nerves less frayed, perhaps because the details fade away, fade away. Think about a babbling brook, and look at your reflection, if you must, if you must. But see yourself as part of a cosmic scheme, and try.
But I am wondering if you are taking your own advice.
Hey, I don't get excited about things. Well, not much anyway.
You are kidding me for sure. When Alf is bringing you down to the keyboard, you are looking like your heart is about to bursting out of your nose.
Chest.
So what is your favorite relaxing place?
I like streams as well, but in the US, not India. Of course, I've never seen a stream in India.
Streams are much simpler in India.
As the waters change through morning light and haze, your mood becomes complacent, not malaise. Perception softens what you see, not haunted forest, just a tree. No longer is your life a complex maze.
Think about a babbling brook, and look at your reflection, if you must, if you must. But see yourself as part of a cosmic scheme, and try.
Color, horizon into sky, a
standing with the humans and gremlins as we are knocking ourselves up to save the world. Oh my goodness, demo is now complete. Was that not more fun than a bottle of money?